I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Friday, August 20th. We'll explain new details about how the Taliban is enforcing the law and even getting access to American weapons, all while more people are determined to have a voice there in Afghanistan. Also, a bomb threat near the U.S. Capitol, what officers found after an hours-long standoff. Plus, the federal government is suing Facebook again. Which live shows and movies are getting delayed this year? And an online retail giant is preparing to open a giant department store. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Hundreds, if not thousands, of people in Afghanistan are starting to stand up against the Taliban. For the second day, Afghan protesters took to the streets. Reports say the Taliban once again responded to protests with violence, in some cases shooting into the crowds. Witnesses tell Reuters several people were killed. However, it's not clear if Taliban fighters actually shot them or if they were killed in stampedes when people were running from those gunshots. For now, there is no functioning police force. Instead, it's Taliban fighters patrolling the streets. And witnesses say they're enforcing the law as they see fit, and it's not always clear which laws people are supposed to be following. And in many cases, the Taliban is now working with billions of dollars worth of American-made weapons and equipment. They've been able to take it from Afghan security forces, and that includes guns, drones, night vision goggles, trucks, planes, helicopters, communications gear, and more. Current and former U.S. officials tell Reuters there's concern those weapons could be used to kill civilians, or they might even end up in the hands of other militant groups like ISIS. So the Biden administration is reportedly thinking about trying to destroy them by launching airstrikes against some of the equipment. But there's also concern it could anger the Taliban, who could then interfere in urgent efforts to evacuate Americans going on right now. You may remember earlier this week, the Taliban promised not to retaliate against anyone who fought against them or helped the U.S. and its allied forces. But the New York Times got a hold of a confidential document from the United Nations that says otherwise. It apparently says the Taliban members are already searching for people who worked with the U.S. or NATO, and they've threatened to arrest or kill their family members if they can't find them. So the U.S. military is ramping up evacuations, now flying thousands of American citizens and allies out of Afghanistan every day. But tens of thousands more still need to get out, and the process has been difficult. Hundreds of people who don't have clearance or papers are still crowding around the airport in hopes of catching flights. And in some cases, Taliban fighters have blocked paths to the airport. The Pentagon says the military is in communication with the Taliban to make sure everyone with credentials can eventually get through. But it's still not clear exactly how long that could take. U.S. Capitol police officers were involved in a tense standoff for more than 5 hours. A North Carolina man drove onto the sidewalk outside the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and told officers he had a bomb in his truck. Several government buildings were evacuated while police and FBI agents negotiated with the man. And for a few hours, the suspect was live streaming an anti-government rant on Facebook before the social media giant took down his account. Eventually, the standoff did come to a peaceful end. The man crawled out and was taken into custody. Police who searched his truck say they did not find a bomb, but they collected some materials that could have been used to make one. Officials say they do not think he planted any explosives elsewhere, and they think he worked alone. Now, investigators are trying to figure out exactly what motivated this man, but it'll be business as usual around the Capitol today. The remnants of Tropical Storm Fred left parts of North Carolina flooded, and sadly, at least two people died in those floods, and about 20 are still missing. The storm left many roads impassable. It also damaged or destroyed at least 10 bridges and swamped many homes and businesses. North Carolina's governor has promised to help people rebuild. And that same storm system is pushing through New York and New England with heavy rains today. And the next one could be right around the corner. Tropical Storm Henry is expected to turn into a hurricane today, and it looks like it could approach southern New England by Monday, bringing more strong winds, heavy rains, and possible flooding. Henry's exact path is still up in the air, so meteorologists are keeping a close eye on that one. And finally, there's Tropical Storm Grace. That storm hit Mexico as a Category 1 hurricane yesterday. It brought some floods, power outages, and toppled trees, but for the most part, there was no major damage. The threat is not over, though. Forecasters say Grace could make landfall again tonight or early tomorrow. Grace will stay south of Texas, though, so the U.S. likely will not be impacted by this one. Three vaccinated U.S. senators tested positive for COVID-19 this week. Senators Angus King, Roger Wicker, and John Hickenlooper all say they have mild symptoms and they're isolating. Senator Lindsey Graham also got COVID-19 earlier this month, even though he, too, was vaccinated. Most of those senators still say they're happy they got the shots because without them, their symptoms could have been worse. Meanwhile, COVID-19 is starting to impact the entertainment business again. Stevie Nicks, Limp Bizkit, Garth Brooks, Neil Young, and more all decided to cancel shows because of health and safety concerns. The New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival was also canceled. When it comes to movies, the highly anticipated Avatar 2 got pushed back from December of this year to December of next year because of production delays. The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson, along with the latest Doctor Strange movie, were also delayed until March of next year. And the next Jurassic World and Minions movies will not be coming out until next summer. There is at least one big event going on this weekend as scheduled, though. New York City is having a huge Central Park concert. It's been in the works for months and was supposed to be in celebration of the city coming back from the pandemic. Now, though, people will need to show proof they've been vaccinated to get in. The lineup for the homecoming concert includes a long list of stars like Bruce Springsteen, Paul Simon, LL Cool J, Carlos Santana, and more. CNN will also air the event live starting at 5 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. More news still ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor. Comfort and style are, of course, two of the most important things to me when I'm buying a pair of shoes. But I love that with Rothy's, I get both of those things, plus I can feel good about buying from a company who cares about the planet. Rothy's are made with 100% recycled materials, like thread spun from plastic water bottles, which blows my mind to think about, especially because the shoes are so cute and comfy. Whenever I go browsing for another pair, I'm impressed by all the shapes, styles, and colors they offer, and there's always something new to discover. In fact, Rothy's newly launched men's shoes are also created with nearly zero waste. Rothy's goes beyond shoes, too. They have spacious, washable bags that are perfect for any fun getaways you might have coming up. As Who What Wear points out, even celebrities love these popular shoes. So step up your summer wardrobe with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new warm weather favorites today. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. The federal government is suing Facebook again. For a while now, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, has said the social network abuses its power to illegally crush smaller competitors, and it wants a court to step in and force Facebook to break itself up, as in sell off Instagram and the messaging service WhatsApp, so Facebook no longer owns both of those as they do right now. The FTC first took legal action about this last year, but a couple months ago, a judge threw out that lawsuit, saying the FTC did not give enough evidence to prove Facebook has monopoly power. Well, now the FTC says it compiled more evidence, so it filed a new, longer lawsuit. Facebook is still fighting this one, though. The company says there's still plenty of competition in the social media market and also pointed out that the government, specifically the FTC, allowed them to buy WhatsApp and Instagram years ago. So Facebook argues it should not go back on those deals now. We'll have to wait and see how this one plays out in court. The online platform OnlyFans is working to become more family-friendly. OnlyFans has been known for a lot of adult content, but it's now going to start banning anything that's sexually explicit. The change takes effect in October. The company says it made the decision at the request of its banking and payout partners. Even though TechCrunch says pornographic material is the most popular content on OnlyFans, it's not the only thing on there. The platform has more than 2 million creators, including musicians, chefs, and fitness instructors. They also use the platform to sell access to exclusive content, and the company keeps about 20% of their revenue. Amazon is apparently planning to open large brick-and-mortar retail stores starting in California and Ohio. The Wall Street Journal reports Amazon's retail sites will be like department stores, selling everything from clothing to electronics and household items. The stores will be about 30,000 square feet, so we're talking something comparable to stores like TJ Maxx and Kohl's. Amazon has not officially confirmed these plans, though. Also happening in the retail world, Toys R Us is getting a new home at Macy's. Starting next year, Toys R Us will have separate shops set up in more than 400 of Macy's department stores. The toy brand already has a special section on the Macy's website as well. Toys R Us has been trying to rebound ever since the company filed for bankruptcy back in 2018. It closed all of its standalone stores already. Macy's has not set an exact date yet for when the Toys R Us shops will open, so stay tuned. Gymnast Simone Biles is prepping for a post-Olympic tour alongside four of her Olympic teammates. They'll travel to 35 cities across America beginning next month. The Gold Over America tour will feature gymnastics and dance performances, but it'll also highlight mental health. The AP reports former UCLA gymnast Caitlin Ohashi will lead discussions about the importance of self-care. Of course, this is important to Biles as well. She famously pulled out of several events at the Olympics in Tokyo because of a mental block. Biles says she doesn't regret anything, and she's glad she could inspire other athletes to speak up about their own mental health. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Before I started The Newsworthy, I worked for more than a decade in traditional TV news, and I saw a lot of sad stuff in person every day. It's a big part of why I left and started this podcast, not only for myself, but also for others who felt bombarded by too much sad, alarming news. And I realized if we're not careful, any stress that we face in our lives repeatedly can lead to unnecessary anxiety. But thanks to therapy, it doesn't have to. And BetterHelp offers professional counseling that is both convenient and affordable. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist in a safe and private online environment, so you can connect from the comfort of your home. BetterHelp's counselors specialize in a variety of areas, including stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, grief, self-esteem, and more. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a Newsworthy listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Now back to Feel Good Friday. A 10-year-old Texas boy is sharing his love of reading with as many other kids as he can. Orion Jean is trying to collect 500,000 used books by the end of this month, and he wants to give them to disadvantaged students. So far, Orion has collected more than 120,000 books thanks to donations from people across the country. And this is just Orion's most recent project to help others. Last year, Orion won a speech contest about kindness, and he used the $500 prize to launch his own organization called Race to Kindness. For the first project, he organized toy drives and donated hundreds of toys to a local children's hospital. Next, Orion helped collect more than 100,000 meals for families in time for Thanksgiving. And now, it's all about books. But he doesn't plan to stop there. Orion told CBS News he feels he has a moral duty to help people. Oh, and he just started sixth grade this week. If you want to donate to his cause or send money so he can buy more books, we have a link in today's episode notes. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. You'll hear an Afghan war veteran's perspective on the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan and what he's hearing from friends right now still in the country. That episode comes out tomorrow morning. For now, thank you so much for listening and have a great day.